It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 864.
Happy weekend, Banter Gronks. What's happening? What's going on? Jess, Lucas.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank
Miss
you.
97, hello.
Yeah,
how are you, mate? Sunday. Saturday.
Saturday. Get it right.
Right.
Jess, you've changed your bio on Instagram. Congrats.
Oh, geez. Thank you. Hang on, wait. Can I be the one that reads it out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be able to. What's your... Jess,
it's annoying. Pickup. It's got underscores and things like that.
I think it's Jess Lucas underscore.
Mm-hmm.
Jess.
Getting
Jess
close Carlson. To that. Thou, I remember when you first started with us, you just wanted to hit over 800 followers and you're 933, I believe.
Oh, wow. This is big.
Tully
okay,
tagged
I'm in,
me
guys.
In something the other day and I got quite a few followers.
Congrats. That's
okay. Huge. So thank her you. New Insta bio is Jess Lucas, a.k.a. And then she's put a hot dog emoji. And then she has... Something, it's like enthusiast. I don't know, what are those little lines? What's that line? What are those lines,
mate? Glasses?
No, what is
it's
it?
A flamingo.
It's a
flamingo.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, dude.
I was going to say pelican.
It's
why do you like flamingo so much?
No. Go on your computer. The thing is, when you're in Chrome on a desktop, it doesn't show the flamingo. So currently...
Oh, no.
You haven't bug tested your bio.
And then you've got a little microphone, the Daily Talk Show, and Too Much Tully. Which
what I appreciate is the Big Media Company website. You put the dub dub dubs on there, like just in case people weren't on the World Wide Web yet. I mean, who's still doing
how
WWE?
Often, why? Oh, well, dub, I don't dub, know. Dub.
You can just type Big Media Company.
I didn't realize that they work without it.
Work.
Yeah.
I had an old guy.
A lot of problems.
I had an old guy on my radio show up in Shep, and he said all the W's, and then he read his address out. All the W's. I was like, wow, that a lot. It's is it more to say all the W's, but I paid it.
Yeah.
God, it was good.
Yeah, great.
All I mean, W's. I did...
Wait, mine's coming up.
No, I, yeah, TJ, I don't know what you're talking... In Chrome, it works.
I'm in Chrome now.
And in Firefox.
Bizarre, huh? Bizarre. Mm. I'll screenshot it for you guys.
Okay, good. Can you do a little Loom video explaining?
Oh, yeah. Explain it all.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, no worries.
Mm-hmm.
No
really
worries.
Helpful.
Sevs, what's happening with you?
Not too much. I'm excited for our clay kit. I mean, mm-hmm. I think I spoke about it on Wednesday.
You did?
Wednesday's show? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm getting fired up for what we're going to do with that. I don't know what we're going to make and I don't know how it works, what the process is, whether we need to add water to the clay or if it's ready to go now, but we've got the little spinny thing, so
can you show
the manual spin though or
No, I can't. Hang on. It's still in the box that it got sent to us. That's in. Fine. So I haven't actually opened the box from the post. But
is it manual?
It's 10 kg, and it is a manual spinner. Yeah, it's not automatic.
That's
it's just
great.
So it's a lot. It's a lot of clay.
Jeez.
So maybe you could make us little desk ornaments for when we go back to the office.
Yeah, it'd be a bit shit though.
Yeah,
I don't know if you'd want that on your desk.
Back yourself.
But also, you have to pay for it to get put in a kiln. Kiln?
Not sure. But the thing is, Mace, the annoying thing is you've brought up the clay story. This is why we only have you on Weekend Banter now. Because you haven't actually brought anything new to that clay story. Like, unless you're just trying to really push the brand value that you're the clay guy. Can you show us the clay? What's the difference? What's the actual fucking update?
I have to undo it.
Can you ask?
No, what's just in case people have. Am I allowed to open up the clay?
Or is it like when you open it and then it's gone dry? You can't. Is it sealed?
Maybe it's in a clear bag though. He can just.
Yeah, he'll be able to hold up the bag. But I remember that. Do you remember in school playing with clay?
Oh yeah, the smell.
Yeah.
Putting a thumb
in the clay. I want to do it.
Here we go.
What were you putting your thumb in, Josh?
You'd put your thumb in the clay. Like, you'd have to create a bit of moisture. And so you put a hole in it and then you put water. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah. And then you rub the little... Oh, fucking get a bit smushy. Oh, yeah. And then you had the...
Oh,
the
no. I can't open this.
Uh-oh.
I would just say this is the worst packaging because it's like... It's hardened.
Is that the clay
paper
in there?
No, it's hardened paper, but they put like dry paper in between. And so when I open it, it goes everywhere.
It's like newspaper
it's like
sort
dust.
Of.
It's like,
yeah, sure. Dust. Okay. Can't do
Josh,
that.
Josh, were you across Yak Backs?
Yak back. Let me guess what it is. Yak back. I guess a yak back is like a something that you would drink out of that would go onto your back.
Nah, I can't believe. Maybe you were a bit young. Like maybe they were the
bean bag type things to be able to like kick around a yak back.
Nah, Tommy, I don't know what that is either.
You're close. I know you're the same age though. Maybe it was a couple of years off. Yak back is a line of handheld electronic voice recorder toys developed by Ralph at Team Machina for Yes Gear. And anyway, so this was like in the mid to late 90s, several versions of the toy were developed, which included the Yak Back, Yak Back 2.
I did have a Yak Back. Warp. Fuck, that is a blast from the past.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I want a Yak Back.
I reckon they're expensive. I reckon you can get them on eBay. eBay Yak Back. Like these will cost. Because you can't get... Oh, imagine getting one in the packet.
$20. $20 US.
So a Yak Back, it's got like company buttons. Card. It's got buttons on it. And you can... The idea is, TJ, that you can record things and then just play them back.
Yeah, but you can warp the voice. There's a bunch of sort of fun filters. I mean, we do have like probably, you know, superior technology right now, but there's something about that little handheld to be able to just do a little... Remember doctors used to... Did you ever see a doctor just talking into his little dictaphone?
Oh, yeah.
Recorder, yeah.
Yeah, little... Yeah, okay, so Mason has some kind of red spot on his penis and I'll have to... But like they would take notes and then they would be transcribing that shit.
Yeah. That sort of went out of fashion, didn't it? Like, I feel like I wonder what the deal was.
Otter AI. Just the transcription service.
But they also had the... do they still... I haven't had a wooden sort of... like an ice cream stick on my tongue for many years outside eating ice creams. But do they still use them as a way of pushing down your tongue?
Yes. Yeah, they do. They do. For kids. I mean, you haven't been to the doctor in six
years. And so why aren't they doing it to us? Or they do it, it's just because they haven't been to the doctors.
I think half the time it was because kids couldn't actually lower their tongue.
Okay.
As you get older, you know, your tongue manoeuvres become superior to a child. So you can, you know, I can drop my tongue down at the back.
I actually can't. I'm like really bad at that. Like the dentist will say, "Can you put your tongue down?" And I'll think I'm putting my tongue down. They're like, "That's up." I really struggle to
do you know what?
Get the right way.
Is there any tricks, Jess? Can you do like a four leaf clover, a three leaf clover with your tongue, or anything like that? Like, or
no? Oh, like
Okay. There's something about people. There's not everyone can do that. Tricks.
The four leaf clover is when it goes all crinkled.
Three leaf. So it says start with the tip of your tongue behind your bottom teeth. Push the middle of your tongue down while pushing forward. This should create a fold along your tongue just above your teeth.
Who's not doing that? Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. We'll send you out stickers if you can't do it. Because I feel bad for you.
Sympathy stickers. I can't do... No, sorry. But the three-leaf clover, Josh.
No, not that one. No, I'm sorry.
No, but being able to... Yeah. I mean, Bodhi even does the putting...
So are we sending stickers if you can't do the...
If you can't just do the tongue thing like what I'm doing now, which is just like your tongue out and it's just sort of like folded. So if you folded can't do that, sympathy stickers to you, just send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com, and we can sort that out for you. We'll limit to 5 people just so it doesn't get too hectic.
What do you think about tongue rings?
I mean, Jess, have you ever thought about getting a tongue ring?
No, just because of the pain. But I feel like back in the day they looked cool, Or is that just a...
My mum being a dental nurse, she was very... She's like, they ruin your teeth!
Teeth, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, you could lose your sense of taste and things like that, apparently. And also, imagine the split. Have you guys seen the tongue splits, snake tongues?
Uh-huh. There's a bunch of
things.
Does
anyone else's tongue feel weird right now? Like, after, like, it's, like, strained or something from doing that?
No, I'm fine.
I do my tongue workout every morning.
Yeah.
That sounded bad. That sounded real bad. No, but it's like the ear hole. What are the ear holes? How you sort of like start pushing it out and you go further and further and it creates an actual circular hole in your earlobe.
Oh, sure. Stretcher. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's a commitment, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like, once you've gone there.
Yeah, I used to love boys with those.
Yeah,
did you? Why?
Really?
Yeah, what was it?
Because I was like an emo kid, like punk. Nah, I don't know. Just like that whole aesthetic, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had like the big. I don't know. Like they always had like the black emo fringe hair, the big things, tats, skater shoes. Like,
what about when the stretchers were out? Like the thing is, they look okay when they're like they're black, but it's just like a shriveled up. It looks like some sort of. You know,
yeah.
So are they just worn? Do you just wear them all the time? You just can't take it out.
Yeah, I think you have to. Yeah. I mean, you can get them cut and re-sewn up if you wanted to fix it. Yeah, really? They do that now. Yeah.
I mean, the best thing to do is just not to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
Plot
dude.
Dude.
Have you got any great photos of
you? Gross.
Have you got any photos, Jess, of yourself in that emo period that we could share? On your company bio.
I'll see if I can dig some up.
So what do you mean? Like when you talk about the emo thing, is it like going to gigs? Were you really into sort of like drummers and stuff?
Yeah, we used to go to the old fire station is where all the gigs happened. Mm-hmm. Battle of the Bands. Do you recall them?
Oh,
did you have
them? I was a band manager for the band My Own Enemy. they had tracks like We'll Smash Your Fucking Face.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of shit. And I didn't enjoy that kind of music. But
Screamo, no, so you didn't like Screamo?
No, I love Screamo, but those lyrics sound disgraceful.
We'll smash your fucking face! So you wouldn't have liked that?
No, I probably would have at the time. Okay, yeah. But so my boyfriend was in a band and he used to go play at all these... gigs and whatever, and it was just the scene. And you know when people were in that mosh pit and everyone would like spread out and it was like the pit of death or whatever it was called, and everyone's like fly kicking and swinging their arms and legs around?
It's horrible. It looks uninviting. You know, I couldn't think of anything worse, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I get it, though. I get it. In Dandenong, there's a place called The Castle where they would have all of those events. It was just near the Pancake Parlour. And interesting sort of scene, not one that I ever really felt comfortable in.
Do you think there's a period of time where you're going into an emo phase, or if that's what you want to go down, any of them. So there's like a guy I went to school with who lent in hard to that bikey look, not the gangster bikey look, but the old sailor like type, leathers. You know, like old, you know, like the old tattoo, you know, the anchor look where they've, you know, you've got like all these sort of, they're just like coloured tattoos all over you. He bought a bike. He sort of rolled up the bottom of his pants, had sort of docks on. Yeah, Popeye. Yeah. Exactly. The kid who did it, though, was also the one who lent hard into the Nike look when he was young. He got into the art scene. Like, he was always one that sort of lent hard into it. And there's a period of time before, like, I feel like you're convincing yourself that it's the thing you want to do, and you probably feel like not self-conscious, but you're conscious of, I need to look the part before you become the part.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in the emo culture. Is there... I mean, I haven't gone close to it. You just sound like you're, you know, the only expert out of us. Is there a moment where, you know, the person who's done their hair to look really emo?
So you're like, posing. Are you accusing them of posing at the start, TJ?
Well, I think that's what they used to call them. Posers.
Posers. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all I'm saying is any of this stuff, if you want to become the guy, the girl that does a certain thing, there's a period of time before it feels totally aligned.
Uh-huh.
Like, so you might be rebelling at first where you're feeling uncomfortable, but then you're like, boom, you hit a sweet spot where you don't feel those feelings anymore. I just think any of these subcultures that you get into would have that feeling, right?
Yeah. I remember having a conversation. We're at my gran and pop's house, and I was with my mum, and it was that phase when I was probably entering into it maybe, and this is so, so embarrassing and makes you probably don't even know who they are, but I was listening to Simple Plan thinking that I was... big rock chick, and then they were my like gateway into that kind of music, as well as my boyfriend at the time.
Perfect is one of my favourite songs of all time.
It's a good song.
I'm not even joking. Love Perfect. Did you go to their gigs?
Plan is so lame. No. I didn't end up.
What's lame about them? What's lame? Good music.
Because then I got real heavy. Like, I was like full screamo, full emo. Like, I went through a proper phase of like real kind of like.
But isn't that like the hierarchy? Music. Isn't that funny that it's just like the phase that you get into? Like, there's a point where you can't even talk about it anymore.
Yeah. If anyone knew that you listened to Simple Plan, they'd be like, poser.
I mean, the thing
listening back on screamo music now, so Jess, would you feel nostalgic listening back, or is it too much to even
listen back to it occasionally. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're a total sort of out. You told us around the office that you, what were you? The folk music girl. Folk.
Oh, yeah.
That's my go-to. No, I have the most eclectic taste in music. It's like I love old school rock and roll. Like, I love to go to a pub and just listen to that stuff, like American Pie and whatever, Jesse's Girl. And then
American Pie is a great song. It goes for like 9 minutes or something. It's long, isn't it? Don McLean.
And then I've got my emo music, and then you've got your pop, and then your folk, and then what else is there? Like, I love 80s music. Do you like trance? No.
Okay.
So, I don't like disco, techno, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I get that. You like ABBA, though?
Yeah, that's not... Sure. Oh, well, that's...
No, disco, you said... I don't... Yeah. I just wanted some
clarity. I meant disco as in, like, literally going down to 161.
As an adult, depending on what scenes you're knocking around in, I could imagine you've worked in agency life. Like, you can predict what kind of people work in these businesses and the music that they're into, right? It's... And so how is this a hidden little secret for yourself that you bring, like, to, you know, you choose when you bring out the screamo? Is this what we're finding out?
It's, I probably wouldn't play it for you guys. It's just sometimes when you're like, you know, driving or you're just walking and you just want to listen to that kind of music. I don't know.
Had a big day at the agency and you fucking need to let a bit out, don't you? Just a bit of screamo.
Yeah. Yes.
It's the endorphins going. No, I mean, it's safer to say I'm into folk. Around an office, you're like, I just like folk. And everyone's like, cool. And then they move on with their day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it doesn't cause too much of a convo.
Mm-hmm. Guys, can I just say the biggest sort of gesture of love just happened. So you heard my throat getting a bit croaky. It's because I don't have any fizzy water at the moment because Bree separated them in the fridge and put a sign for mine and hers because I was drinking too many. And she's just heard me struggling to talk and went and got one of her cans.
That is love.
And has given it to me, which is huge. This is massive.
I watched, what's that film, Sebs? I know you will know this one. It was directed by Angelina Jolie.
Honey?
It was Broken. Amy just yelled that. Now, that's Broken. Love. That's assisting my content by yelling out the name of the film. Broken. And it's about World War II, prisoner of war over in Japan, Asia. So anyway, these people were...
Now you're just asking everything's
a long
question.
The long story short is they went down in a plane, and this is back in the day. They had a few life rafts. Three of them survived in this life raft. They had limited food, water. So, it's like amazing that in these planes, they just pop out these life rafts and inside they have just these little care packs. Anyway, they lasted 40-something days. This is a true story. 47 days. Something crazy like that. Anyway.
That is my worst nightmare.
Oh, dude. Sharks.
Plane crashing and then being stuck in the ocean with sharks. That is honestly my worst nightmare.
Sharks. No shelter. Mm-hmm. Like, not enough water. They started eating. They tried to eat a seagull. They spewed. Then they started catching fish. They grabbed a shark and beat it up and stabbed it and ate it. Anyway, they survived and then were captured. But there was one guy on the boat that when everyone was asleep, he got a bit emotional and fucking ate all the food. And that's you, Josh.
That's funny.
Absolute dog.
Yeah, that's not absolute ideal, dog. Is it? The thing is, I feel like I would do that, but it wouldn't be the same way. Like, I think I'd be like, oh, I'll just have one of their things or whatever. But then you add it up to 40 days. It's like, where's all the shit gone? But that actually reminds me, when I was a kid, I don't know if you had that. So, there was two types of food that I got as gifts, which were very novel They didn't necessarily taste great, but I thought I was so cool. The first one was astronaut food. Someone went to NASA or whatever, and they it's like dried strawberries.
Dried food, yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else remember this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so there was that one. The other one was someone in the army, and they gave like all these tubes of Vegemite. So it's all like army color, like green, and inside it was veggie. Does anyone have that?
No.
But
I wonder who gave it. Yeah, but it was like, yeah, it's very weird because you feel like...
But novel, yeah.
Yeah, like there's a novel.
The novel food I got sent, having relatives that live overseas, you know, you have sometimes access to different types of food. Australia, you know, has its way of eating. And then you've got somewhere like England. Jess, you've lived in London. Is that right? You've lived in London?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my cousin lives in London and he sent, I never forget, this big tin. It's probably about 30, 40 centimetres high. And inside this tin had three different packets of flavoured popcorn. Mm. And now this is back in the day. Flavoured popcorn was not a thing. The only thing, there was normal popcorn or there was that fucking colourful asthma-inducing popcorn. Mm. That was the only two. And then this was
mind-blowing. So what's the difference between the one that you're talking about and the asthma-inducing one?
Well, they were the two types. But what blew me away was, oh my God, there's popcorn out there that flavors like other packets of chips. You know, you've got like barbecue flavored popcorn. Yeah. You've got, you know, salt and vinegar flavored popcorn. They just hadn't gone harder. Like you look now, there's more popcorn on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
There's more flavors. You got these crazy wacky macadamia and honey or, you know, salt and vinegar or whatever.
Salted like caramel popcorn is great.
The cheddar ones are the best.
Oh, cheddar is good, isn't it?
Dude, I was so blown away by this popcorn. And I had this tin for probably 5-6 years. Maybe even more. I think it had toys in it. But I was like, that just reminded me. Yeah. Every time I saw it, I was like, mate, those Englanders.
There's something about the cheddar popcorn that whenever I'm eating it, I connect it right to the factory. There's something that's so like bright about it and sort of filled with flavor that when I eat it, I imagine like someone with a lab coat and then like processing it all and putting it on. It's so delicious.
All right, let's do flavor association. So last night, I
so how do we play?
May have got stuck into Reese's Pieces, and I immediately thought of our trip to LA last year.
Sure,
and it was very, you know, it just took me right back. Took me right back. I thought of you first, Josh.
That's nice.
It is. If Josh was a flavour, he's Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, definitely. No, I agree. I think that's spot
on. Jess, what's one thing that you eat and it takes you back to a memory?
Corned beef.
Oh, corned beef. Bendigo. Takes you right back.
To my gran and pop's house.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, corned beef is an interesting one, isn't it? The colour isn't... Like, my mum loves corned beef, but it's just... What is it? What is it called?
Is it silver side?
I don't... You like pickling? It's not pickling. What's it called? Like your...
Isn't it silver side?
What is silver side? Is that... That's just the type of meat, is it?
I thought that was a cut.
The cut, yeah. So, that's a cut, but then it go... It's almost... like it's acidic almost, isn't it? Like they use some sort of process.
Quarter of a cattle, just above.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like a vinegar, sorry, they soak it in. Oh, what do you call it? Brining? No,
brining. I think it is brining. I think
you mentioned that. Salt. Yeah, salt cured.
It's cured. Yeah, cured. That's what I'm thinking. Because when you think of cured meat, for me anyway, I think of, you know, small strips of meat. But this is something that's like you see it in its entirety, right? It's like a big big thing. And what would you have with it, Jess?
It'd be in a sandwich, fresh Baker's Delight bread with Nan's chutney and butter and just like little slithers. And it was the best sandwiches. I still love them to this day.
That does sound good.
Is Nan still with us?
I'm craving one right now. Yeah. Yeah, she's at home in Bendigo.
Churning out chutney?
Nah, she hasn't. Oh. Mum took that over and then she never made any this year, so she's really dropped the ball there. But
oh, mate, you can't pass the baton and not continue running. That's
I fucking know.
Mum.
No, do you know what she did? She burnt the massive pot, and so they're really expensive. She's like, I'm not doing that again. I'm like, well, you've taken the baton. You have to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to have to buy her a new one.
So it sounds like an industrial grade that you're talking.
Is there one for you, Sevs? that you love that brings you back?
Yeah, it's not as much as a food, but jet planes. Mm-hmm. I think you can get them in like Woolies potentially, but it just we used to have them when we did road trips around New Zealand. We'd just have them in the car, and it'd just be the go-to snack in the car. And then also L&P, which is a soft drink in New Zealand as well, which is yum.
What's a jet plane?
It's literally a lolly in the shape of a plane, sort of like a wine gum kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. Josh is
a bit random.
I get it. Yeah.
Elevated.
I was really proud of myself then because I was like, when Jess said, "What's a jet plane?" Like, my instinct is just to fucking jump in. I was like, "No, this is Mason's story." You know, but I do know about jet planes. They're very nice. Yeah. You can get them at Woolworths. Just in the they're in the international section. At Morrow.
Josh, I messaged you the other week and said you need to watch Chef's Table Barbecue.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
Dude, in that it's you know, specific to barbecue, and it follows a few stories of these different individuals that cook barbecue in Texas.
What's Mason laughing at?
Other
Someone's
areas.
Getting a Traeger grill. Yeah.
It's got like a few stories out of Texas, a story from Australia, a guy that's got a restaurant in Sydney, over in Mexico. Oh, dude, it's just using barbecue to cook the specific food, but the families that have passed down the methods of cooking barbecue, it goes beyond just like knowing how to do it. It's like feeling it. It's like they don't know the temperature of their oven. It's all hand. They feel the top of it and they just know. And there's this lady in it that's just so they start the episode. The season starts. It's only four episodes, but it starts just with the greatest person within that show. Like they've just
so you've watched them all.
Best, I've watched all of them.
I'm going to watch this tonight. Really, I'm pumped.
Really great. Like, get some good food. Watch it. The cinematography is next level.
Well, the thing is, Jess, it's a contentious issue because, like, TJ, can you attest to the fact that I have been the barbecue guy around, wanting to do smoked meats and things like that?
I reckon I've only started eating barbecue in my life since knowing you. Like just...
What?
Just...
Well, because the barbecue thing...
Barbecue.
American barbecue.
I think...
Okay.
Yeah, Jess, like you're thinking of Snags.
Yeah. You're thinking of Bendigo barbecue.
Baker's Delight bread.
No Bunnings sausage.
The barbecue as in, it's like... it's more sort of your smoked meats and things like that. But because since I've wanted to do it, I've lived in an apartment... It's very hard to do, but I do. What Mason was alluding to is there is a Traeger grill, which is a barbecue. I wouldn't get the full size because how much meat does the full size one?
Oh, I think it fits about 60 hamburgers on it.
Yeah, 60 hamburgers, which I don't need that much space. And so there's one that's smaller, and it runs off power. It has a you fill up like the wooden. Is it called pellets? Or what is it actually called?
They are pellets.
Yeah. Wooden pellets and you like different flavored like types of woods and you put them into this section, like this vat sort of section, and it just smokes. It doesn't actually have a flame, these Traeger grills, and they're smart. So they connect to your iPhone and will tell you when things are ready and they do the bet. Like it's – I know, Jess, you're probably thinking that this isn't like – Yeah, this isn't barbecue, but this is legit. Barbecue. And so I actually... the other day...
This is your version of a barbecue, the technology. No,
this is like...
One.
But look at the guy. Like, the guy's got a massive beard who, like, explains the how to use... Like, this is legit. This is... I know that you don't think it's name? Manly or something. It's called Traeger. Can you spell it, Mace?
Yeah.
I heard you buy one of these. T-R-A-E-G-E-R grill.
Yeah. Traeger grill. I heard you buy one of these and your testosterone levels go up. It's crazy. Like, it's...
And so the other day, bro, I was like, what are you doing? And I'm on the balcony and I had a tape measure working out if the Traeger grill would fit. And I worked out that I could have the Traeger grill, but it would mean if I was to be standing in front of it, I'd have to be in the apartment and have the door open, which isn't a good solution. But they're
great for instance.
But they're sick. Like, imagine, you know, having
it's expensive as Josh.
Yeah.
What the hell?
A few grand. But, I mean, Mason lives at home. Like, $2,800.
Yeah, this one's $1,099.
You can get the tail of that pellet.
I think this is also
US. Pellet grill, which is $900.
That's also USD. So, yeah, it's pretty full on. You'd be looking at $2,000 for a $1,500 to $2,000 for one of them.
But at that point, it's a hobby. It's not just about food. You can't be like, oh, that's like, if you work it out, that means you're paying X amount of meal. Like, this is, it's a lifestyle thing. Yeah. But what I wanted to say was,
Think about eggplant on there.
Oh, it'd be delicious.
Yum.
Eggplant.
Eggplant.
Yeah.
Dance. Airplane. The
jet plane.
Jet plane. That's right. No, what I would love to do. I know it's going to be a while. We had said that we were going to go to Dubai for 2020 World Expo and all that sort of thing. That's obviously all on hold. But when things do settle down, let's give it 5 years, maybe three, maybe two. Maybe two
Isn't
and a half.
Fucking ridiculous.
It's crazy. Well, when do you think you're actually going to properly? So the first people who are going to travel, there's like a risk involved, isn't there? Like, who's going to be the first? Like, I'm sure that Bali and Fiji, like all these places, will be hectic, right? Because I think that they're accessible. They're not crazy expensive compared to like even traveling in Australia. So I feel like that's going to be a big one. But actually, what I was going to say was, I would love when it's safe for us all as a team to go to Austin, Texas, specifically when South by Southwest is on.
Yes,
because they've got like, I had when I was at South by Southwest, I had meat, like for breakfast. Like I had barbecue for breakfast, and they would give and the fucking there was a place. It was like under like a an overpass thing in like the worst sort of location. But that forever, like you would get barbecue for breakfast, and then they'll be like, "Oh, and here is your free homemade brownie with it." Like it was it's the most outrageous thing. And the thing is, also, I will just say on the barbecue thing, it's not that. But if you get rid of the mac and cheese and the bread and all that sort of thing,
the white bread,
or the cornbread as well, all of those. So if you get rid of cornbread, if you get rid of all that sort of thing. It can be a, I mean, if you're a meat eater, if you're a veggie, this is horrendous. But if you're a meat eater, the like a barbecue, if you're not adding all of the barbecue sauce and stuff, it's not a bad little healthy option. If you have a bunch of greens and stuff, what are they called? Collard greens.
I think you
should
invest in it now.
Well, I can't fucking fit the barbecue.
You need to move to the burbs. You need to come out my way.
Yeah.
Get a nice backyard. Oh.
But I feel like you should do it while you're young. You know.
What do you mean?
Forever.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. Yeah, I need to create these. Like, does anyone else?
Now,
feel
the problem
like
is the problem is Josh. I think you need to have had some success and found a bit of cash, because you're the guy that will spend a whole 7 hours of your day.
Well, no. The thing is, you like leave and forget. You set. There's a set and forget type of thing. But no, does anyone else feel that the life that you have, like, it's great? Like, life is great. But then are you also thinking about the future version where it's like, okay, I'm going to have the, like, think about the future version where it's like, yeah, I've got that set up. I've got the, and I know people say like that shit doesn't make you happy, but
it does.
It does. Yeah, it's just spot on, Mason. No, don't you reckon? Like there is a bit of happiness in being like, if you've just like actually, because the thing is that I would actually prefer not to, like the only reason I'm the Uber Eats guy is because like of
you don't have
the
Traeger.
Yeah, I don't have a Traeger, but it's like it's a convenience thing as well. It's like the from a cooking perspective. It's like this is what's always funny. Like Brie, I'm sure a lot of people are like this with Rebel Wilson at the moment. You know, Rebel Wilson's fucking slamming it, like smashing. You know, kicking goals, ISO, the best life. It's like when you can afford a fucking PT to come to your house. And you have like the perfect set. What is, personal chef, no excuses anyway at that point, right? Like why are we
absolutely.
And so that's what I feel. It's like, there is an element of when you think about all of these things, it is a privileged thing to be able to have the fucking time and the energy and the education and all that sort of thing to be like, oh, I'm just going to focus on myself. I'm just going to fucking focus on, you know.
Yeah, there's a trade-off. Like, you look at YouTuber Casey Neistat. You put it perfectly. He's like, moved to New York 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and New York is the place that, you know, rewards the hustle, and it was 7 days a week working. You're there just to grind, which has shifted now because it's slowed right down, and he's moved to California, and he made a lot of money. He got out of it and moved to California. But he's like, you see him from his videos talking about focusing more on his day of just surfing and family, and it's like, but it came at the expense of almost losing his marriage and probably not hanging out with his first kid or kids, and you know, much, and so it's like grinding to get to get ahead to then scramble and find a happy medium.
Well, there's a sprint stage. I think that there is that sprint stage. And I guess if you're not careful, like, I love working though too. I think that's the other thing. I'm not wanting to like get a solution where I don't have to work. For me, it's like,
but it's not even that. It's not even that. It's a version of life that is not needing as much intensity as one that is in the building phases. Like a building phase
you
of anything
work when you
requires
want to work. That's what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want it's not like freedom and optionality.
Like, if you want to go out and go for a surf in the morning and then start work at 12, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dream.
Or you just you want to take a few days off.
Scenario.
No, I love surfing.
Do you?
No, I don't mind
just
it.
Just grilling till 12.
Yeah. No, what would I do?
So I
would
all day. Season my meat until 12.
No, you just.
But what if, Josh, you did do the grill thing? This is the thing about life. If there's something you think you want to do and you haven't done it yet, but then you do it and it changes your life. I'm not saying grilling is going to change your life.
But the podcast did that for us. So two and a half years ago, we didn't have a podcast. And now it's like, I'm speaking to Bree this morning, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, I've got to do the show. We've got Screenplay Sunday. Like, this shit happening. And the thing is, it was like a small... These are all these little small decisions which then create these big changes. So I think that people sometimes play into this like, oh, it'll never work, like it will never. But there's always a time where the people who are the best barbecuers, there is a time where they bought the first barbecue. You know what I mean? It's just like, and so like the other thing too is it sort of plays into like ageism a little bit where it's like, oh, what? So you get to a certain age and then all of a sudden you can't do shit. It's like, oh, you know, like you've had your chance. If you haven't done it by this point.
Oh, yeah.
It seems so fucking boring.
That's bullshit. I can't wait till you watch this Chef's Table. It is so good. It's because it's got all these elements. It's, you know, the guy that was told he'll be nothing but a barbecue, you know, working at his parents' barbecue shop, and then he ends up owning one of the most popular winning awards. Like, it's so great. You're going to fucking love it. No. This is dude. Yeah,
good meme. Jess, you've given me some audio which I haven't played yet, which you wanted to play on the show. Do you need to set it up or what's
it? Well, I have something to put out to the team. It's mostly for you, Josh, to help you get back into the thing that you love to do and which might have also changed your life in the past. Okay, so the challenge is October is Mental Health Month. And there is a, it's called 1 foot forward, and you have to commit to a certain amount of steps.
Well, this is good.
Oh, great.
Yes. We spoke about this on Fat Fridays with TJ and I. We're talking about we wanted to do something in October that was some sort of health related thing that wasn't being too silly.
There you go.
This is good. Okay, go on.
Okay. So this is what I'm thinking, Tommy. It's going to be maybe a little bit hard for you to commit to too many steps. So, I thought we could have two levels. I'm a big walker. Josh, you're a big walker.
Huge walker.
So, I think we can commit to more.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tommy and Mason. Mace, I don't know what you want to commit to. But George also wants to commit. He's in. So, I think we need to start our steps now. But Josh, if you hit the audio, I feel like you've got your step count sorted.
Okay, here we go. Tall Gronk, Peter Shepherd and I, we do our weekly walk. We go to Uncle Drew's in Abbotsford. I was walking with Pete Shepherd the other day.
Tall Gronk. Yeah.
We went on a walk this morning.
Had a little isolation walk this morning, Josh and I, 2 metres apart.
Yeah. I think walking is a great sort of date. I'd walk 10 kilometres a day. I'm a walking guy. I walk. I haven't gone outside in weeks. The drama.
And you're the walking the guy.
That's the thing Brie keeps saying. She's like, you fucking love walking.
Walking hasn't changed. It's still 1 foot after the other.
Sunday, I did 490 steps yesterday.
Do you remember when you set out to be the million steps in a month guy?
Yeah. I have a book. It's called A Philosophy of Walking. It's all about walking. I went for a walk this morning.
Oh, nice. That's their first...
Yeah, first walk in... Oh, so it was 1 month. I haven't gone outside for a month. I've got glands that are huge. I'm getting sick, or I am sick. Do you think...
goes out once and gets COVID.
I know. This is... Mate, I haven't...
So, Josh, to get you out walking... How many steps do you want to commit to?
I mean, the thing is that TJ is going to push back straight away when I say the number. I can feel it.
Well, okay. I'm always the one that will try and get you to do something that you stick at because you got to learn from your mistakes. You are the million in a month guy that ruined it 3 days in. And we do have a business to run.
Because I wasn't stretching.
No.
So the thing is...
It's more than that. You need a 5 hours of your day to be able to million steps a day.
No, you don't. So legally, what are we allowed? We're allowed to walk. We're allowed to go outside 2 hours a day.
2 hours, yeah.
But will that change from Sunday or no?
Maybe not.
It depends.
That could.
Say 10,000 steps a day.
Yes.
If that's set as what everyone should be doing, so that's 300,000 a month, right?
It's huge.
Let's push it.
I want to do 500,000. And then I want GB to do a parody song. If I could walk 500,000 steps on Hump Day Replay, okay. Yeah, we all good with that. And so, Jess, will you do 500,000?
Yep,
it's pretty easy.
I want to challenge you.
How many?
Tommy, what are you committing to?
It's 31.
So hang on, wait. Let's work. What is it? What's 500,000 divided by 31?
I'd be like
400,000 divided by 31.
No, it's not hard.
It's 16,000.
Yeah, that's good. I was way off.
A day. Okay.
No, 16,000 is easy. So I was. Oh yeah.
Look at your step count recently.
It's easy for a boss who just goes and does his own thing.
No, but
the
thing
day.
Is, you can just no. But so think about it. So we need to look at it from an hour's perspective, I think, and so. How many steps can you do, Jess, in an hour?
I have no idea. I'll track it today.
Guys, I've just gone on a step to kilometer converter. You're going to have to walk about 12.2K every single day.
That's fine.
That's fairly big.
That's
so doable. Which, I mean, so people run...
beating Josh, so...
No, look,
have you got your Apple Watch?
I do, yeah. I don't have it on right now because... Why bother?
I reckon if you committed to 10,000 a day, you'll beat Josh because you'll probably have 3 days.
Yeah.
Off
okay. Well, let's have a look. All right. Well, let's see how we go. Hey. Maybe I will do million. Maybe I will do a million.
Oh, dude, I'm hoping. I
will do a million.
And I hope
you
fix how you speak. As
million.
Well.
I'm saying million, right?
Million.
No, this is good.
This is great.
All right. So when can we start
I've
early?
Us up as a team.
What if you
can't start early? So what is just quickly? So we have in.
So I just
in
sit
Discord,
here until
we've got
then.
The we've got the activity tracking app. So does
it's
this
terrible? I spoke about this on Fat Fridays. It's I love good. Charles. Charles is great.
Okay, so what are we using?
So this is
what's
a question.
Using Apple Health.
Can we use Apple Health to track it all?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Great.
Perfect. And then we log it.
Because then, okay, and Josh,
I probably
I'll,
need the new
I'll
Apple
connect
Watch.
You to my Apple Watch so I can see how you're going, or do you want to keep it secret?
No. I like the idea of
that'll motivate
how it's going.
Me.
Yeah.
Hang on, how do we connect? Can you connect it on a phone as well?
I don't know if you can actually the activity thing, but okay. we can work it out.
That's all.
There's got to be another.
Although I think
app
it shows in the when I've signed us up already. So once it can all connect, so you'll be able
good.
To see everyone's
good.
Yeah.
Do you think Tully would and Tony, we could get them involved as well?
Yeah, we could get all of the Gronks if they wanted to. We could set up a thing.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm fired up.
Yeah, this is great.
And so we all need to donate the record money, obviously. For the it's most for mental steps health. In a
month, yeah, sure. It's for my mental health. I don't need to donate
It's for
shit,
everyone's obviously. Mental health.
You get it.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm fired up. I think like
wait, have we heard what Mace and Tommy's are?
Yeah, what's your step count?
Well, at least 300,000. Well, 310,000.
Okay.
Well, Mace, what's an hour a day? Is there something
about 7,000 steps is an hour a day?
Well, I'll do an hour a day. I'll do an hour of
you're going to do under the recommended walking in
no,
your
no,
walking
no,
challenge.
No, 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 mate. I'm the consistency guy.
Consistently underperforming. 10,000 should be the minimum.
Well, to be honest, look, I'm just going over my past, just literally in my Apple Health, looking at my current things.
Current?
And so, the week to date has been 1,500 steps on average.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
And so, if I do an hour a day...
795 steps.
That's amazing, actually. What's mine?
1,500, that's nothing. I mean, Josh, you did 400 nothing, the other day.
Yeah, so this is...
1,500 out of 10,000.
Yeah, this is exactly what I'm banking on. Just consistency here, guys.
But average the consistency...
3,633. That's my average. And so, like... Okay, here you go. On Monday, I did a big walk. I did a big walk that took me an hour. And I was knackered.
How many
8,514.
Yeah. So if I have a look here,
so look at
my activity.
Yeah, my hip
flexors like
for the next couple of days. This is the thing. I know what it takes to fucking train, and if you're not doing it consistently or you don't ease into it, you pull out 3 days in like Josh Jansen.
No. Well, no. So the reason. So the thing is.
Regardless.
So no. What you've
got to
consider.
I had the idea of running 12K a day. I just, that popped into my head. I could just run 12K a day.
You could run it. So, but the thing is.
Yeah, I know, TJ, but I haven't run in ages.
Keep in mind that the injury on the last one, which it was an injury, like I was trying to push through and Bree's like, you're going to actually hurt yourself, was because I did 3 days of 33,000 steps. So I had done over 90,000 steps in 3 days. And the thing was, I was doing it all before work. I was doing it all before 9 a.m. So, I'd get up at 5 and walk. Yeah. And I was doing that. Well, like, I wanted to do it every day.
What we're outlining is not an in work time activity.
Well, I think you could do work meetings. You can do calls. You can, you know.
True. True. I could probably take my MacBook while editing while walking. Just fucking doing a few cuts.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we need to start doing walking meetings from here on in.
Yeah, I think that would be good. So, I'm just having a look at the big days that I have had. How do you see?
Did you accept me? Just,
I have, yeah.
Just press your week and then go.
If we want to automatically track our walking into the 1 foot forward, we need to be using a Fitbit, which is out of the question, and so it leaves Strava.
Oh, this is great, Josh. Go to your year.
Or you can log
across.
It manually.
See your average steps for each year. So, what's your 2020 average steps for the year?
It's very strange, isn't it?
Where do you see that? Mate, does Strava connect to your health, though?
Only 2,300 for the year.
I think it must, surely.
But then, how do I go back?
2019.
Oh, it's not letting me
go back. Swipe across. Swipe across.
That's not right.
Unless you've updated your phone.
No, I think it's... Yeah, it doesn't have all the data. That's so annoying. I would have loved that. Yeah. Because Brie and I...
My daily average for a year is 7,142 steps.
Oh, my God. Solid. Mine's 3,234.
Yeah, mine was shit-ass Sevs too. Shit-ass, mate. Anyway, love this, guys. Let's take this admin off air.
Okay.
And commit to the walking from October 1.
Bonus point if you start early or no?
Absolutely not. Because look, all kilometres logged
so we're all just
October 1
here
will be
then.
Removed until the event officially begins.
No, get stretching, Josh.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah, very
going to get the foam roller.
Starting
need more
to,
than that.
Why?
Actually starting to walk before October.
Why don't we all have a health expert that's like a coach I'll contact Laura Craig Henshaw. Harper's she'll mine. Be my Laura Henshaw Craig will Harper's be mine. Mine. So Craig Harper's
well,
yours.
I'll have Pete. Smith
can I have Pete? Okay.
And you can Pete Shepherd.
Yeah, yeah.
Pete. Okay. Yeah, that's a coach. Yeah, Pete's a coach, and he'll suggest having a swim. Great. That's so we have right. our coaches: Craig Harper for TJ, Laura for me, Jess has Steph, and Sevs has Pete Shepherd. And so
awesome.
Right.
And so how are we going to get them, though? That this is the issue.
Well, that's your problem. Yeah, yeah. That's your problem. Just, I've got mine sorted.
I'll just message Laura. Okay. But we got to work out what we need from them. Is it just a pump up?
Just motivation, Insta, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, maybe I want to
see Seth's video. Really fit, so I'm going to put my watch on her wrist.
I would love a pump up video from Pete. So, you know, Shia LaBeouf or whatever his name is, saying, just do it. Oh, I want Pete doing just, that. Yeah. You know?
By the end, I'm going to have Bree in the car filming on the side like I'm David Goggins as I'm running along.
Be hard, stay hard, you know.
Be hard, stay hard.
All right, guys, this is fun. I'm fired up. Isn't it funny? I haven't even done the steps. I feel better. I feel fucking light. There you go. My back feels good. Yeah. I don't need to do shit.
Who needs some magnesium spray?
Get on the magnesium. It's going to be like that. The marathon runner that shits themselves as they're going on the finish line. All right. Enjoy your Saturday, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow. And Screenplay Sunday tomorrow as well. Make sure you go and subscribe to that, please.
Mm. See you then.
Bye. Catch ya.